Okay, Rabosai, hope all is well. Good vach. Hope Yom Kippur was inspiring and uplifting and meaningful. Baruch Hashem. Hope everybody has had something to eat. And now we're ready to sit down and learn. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. No better way than to kick off the post Yom Kippur through Sukkos, right? With a little bit of learning. I hope you started building your Sukkah as well. Right, Baruch Hashem, the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. It's a big schus to be here learning with you. So we're here on Mem Beis, Amud Beis at the bottom. And we're Hanicha the Beis Hillel. Right? Again, the last thing we mentioned, if you remember, if you learned it on yesterday, on Erev Yom Kippur, so we're trying to talk about Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, trying to figure out whether Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, what happens when someone, a Shliach, does an Avera for somebody else. We had said in general, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, then we had pointed out that by Me'ila, by using Hekdesh, so Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So what about that? So we had said that meaning, why doesn't that teach me that there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera? So then we had said that is there's Me'ila and Shlichus Yad, which is using some sort of Pikadon, right? Using what's it called? Some item that you may have had, let's say, in your possession, you have a Pikadon, some sort of whatever it is, and using it while you're watching it for somebody else. That's going to be Shlichus Yad. That is usher. That's a problem. So we'd say that's Shnei Ksuvim by Gechad, right? And if you remember, right, we talked about whenever the Torah tells us something twice in two specific contexts, right? The main, right? We said there's a Machlokes, right? If you remember from a couple of blot ago, but the main way of learning is that we don't therefore use that to teach us about anything else. Because if the Torah wanted to teach us a blanket rule about other halachos, right, it would have given us one example, right, and not two. Once it gave us two examples, so then we're out, right? I mean, that the Torah is clearly being specific, right? And that the halacha only applies by those two things. So we said that, again, Shlichus Yad, right, and Me'ila are Shnei Ksuvim ban Gechad, and by those cases, Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, but otherwise not. So the Gemara now picks up Hanicha LeBeis Hillel. So that only is true, right, according to Beis Hillel, right? If you remember, right, Beis Shammai was not of that opinion, right? Beis Shammai had said, right, the pasuk of Al Kol Dover Pesha, which we used, right, the two Shnei Ksuvim ban Gechad, right, that pasuk teaches me Al Chayav Al Machshava Kemaisa, that even if a shomer, right, someone who has some sort of item in their house, if they think about it, they intend, right, to use something, right, then he's going to be chayiv if there's some sort of, you know, damages that happen to the item later. But he does not teach me that Yishliach Var Avera by the case of what's it called, of Shliach Yad. So Ela Beis Shammai Demoki La the High Krav Machshava Kemaisa, right? Neilef Mine. If you tell me that Shliach Yad does not have a concept of Yishliach Dvar Avera, so why? So the only thing we have, the only example we have of Yishliach Dvar Avera is by Me'ila. So why don't we learn from Me'ila that this is true everywhere else? The Gemara says Mishum Dehavi Me'ila Tvicho Mechirish Nixon Kabban Gachad, because Beis Shammai has another area where we say that a shliach is chayev, and that is tvicha u'mechira, right? And that we know that if someone steals an animal and they shecht it or they sell it, so they chayev dalad behei, depending on whether it's a sheep or a cow. Going to get to that those gemaras soon, Mitzvah Shem, and this is the year of the Bavas, so Mitzvah Shem, we're definitely going to get to that in Bava Kama at some point. But that's already Tzvicha Mechira and Mi'ila, those are Shnei Ksuvim Kaban Ke'achad, and therefore V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'achad Ein Melaldez. The Gemara says, what are we talking about, right? Mi'ila Hada'amran, Mi'ila we talked about, Tzvicha Mechira Ma'ihi, what is the scenario where you're going to pay Dalad V'hei, and if a Shliach does it, Yesh Shliach Tvar Avera, that you're going to, the guy who stole it is going to be Chayef. So Amakrux, the Pasuk says, Tvacha O'macharo, right, if he steals an animal, right, and then he shechts it or sells it, and the Gemara says, Ma'machira Al-Ide'achar, Tvicha Al-Ide'achar, just like you can only sell it with someone else, right? You obviously can't sell it to, if there's no third party, right? So too, if you give it to someone else to shecht, right? If you bring it to a shochet, let's say, so, and he shechts it for you, so you're going to be chayev, that's yeshliach ledvar avera, right? Debei Rav Yishmael Tana, Olu Rav Yisrael Shliach, and Debei Chizki Tana, Tachas Rav Yisrael Shliach. Okay, we have other psukim, right? Based on either Debei Rav Yishmael or Debei Chizki, right? Either it's O or it's Tachas, right? Whichever pasuk it is, right? But that is Shnei Ksuvim Kaban Ke'achad, according to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha la'man da'amar Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'achad Ein Melamdin." Right? If you remember, we had this machlokes as well. That according to the main way of understanding, Most Tanaim, or I don't know about most, but the concept the Gemara seems to employ as the default, right, is Shnei Ksuvim Bangechad Ein Malamed. And if you have two psukim telling me halacha, right, you can't use that to teach other areas. Elamand Amar Malamed in Ma'ikel Meimer. But according to the one who says you can learn it elsewhere, so why don't we use those two cases, right, either Me'ila or Shlichas Yad, or Me'ila and Tivicha Mechira, to teach us that Yesh Shlich Dvar Avera. So the Gemara says, Gali Rechmana B'Shchudei Chutz, because the Torah told us by Shchudei Chutz, if it's an iser to shecht animals outside of his hamikdash, Pazik says, "Dam yichashev laishahu, dam shafach." Right, this guy, right, has shed some blood, has poured some blood. Who v'lof shlucho? Right, it's only him. Right, not a shliach. That if a guy takes an animal outside of his hamikdash and gives it to a shliach, right, he's the only one who's going to be chayev, not the shliach. So, okay, Gemara says, well, that's nice, but ashkan gabi shchutechutz. Well, okay, so the Torah only told us. But that's true by Shchut Dechutz. So B'chol HaTorah Minalan. Right? So where is that? How do you know that teaches us by all the halakos? So Kumar says, okay, the Yalak Meshchut Dechutz, right? The problem is, but if you can tell, obviously what we're trying to do here, right, the implication is we're learning it from Shchut Dechutz. So that is the paradigm, and that is the rule, right, set forth for the rest of the Torah. Problem is that the other Shchut Dechutz, Nelech Mehanach, right, why don't you learn it from Me'ila and, let's say, Shlichas Yad, right? Why are you learning one from the other? One as opposed to the other, rather. Meaning, the problem, according to the one who holds Shniksum Kabon Gecha Malabdin, if you have two psukim teaching me a similar halacha, you can learn that to other areas of halacha. So that seems to imply that yesh shliach dvar avera, that a shliach can make the mishaleach, the sender, chayev. So the Gemara is like, how do you know ein shliach dvar avera? So we brought another example of shchut dechutz. The pasuk seems to say where there is no shlichos ladvar avera. So the Gemara says, why would you learn it from here as opposed to learn it from there? Right? You could just learn it from one place to the next. Those are just competing psukim. Like, why would you necessarily learn one from the other? One over the other. So Gemara says, because Hadar Kasev Rachmanek, this is another pasuk, right? It says, V'nichrasa Ishahu. Because it says again, right, that guy, the Shchut Dechutz, right, is going to get Karis. Right, again, that we learned that already. So the Gemara says, Meno inyan l'gufo, t'nei inyan l'chol Torah kula, minihahu. Meaning that guy, right, it said a who already. It said that we know that guy is the one who's getting the punishment. So it says it again. So there's no inyan by this halacha. The Gemara does it sometimes. It's one of the ways you darshan out the Torah, that if there's no inyan to teach me by the topic at hand, right, if you teach me a halacha, it's just a stupid halacha. I can't think of an example off the top of my head. So let's say, this is not true, but let's say the Torah would say you have to shake lulav on sukkahs, and then it would say again you have to shake lulav on sukkahs. So obviously, the Torah told us already they have shake lulav on sukkahs. It must be that some other area or some other realm you have to shake lulav. That's not true, but I just an example. So that's what Torah does over here, right? It says ahu twice, right? That guy is going to get chayiv. So we know already that guy, the guy who shechted the animal outside the Beis Hamikdash, right, is the one who's going to be chayiv. So it says it again, that guy is the one who's getting kares. So therefore, if you don't in any lagufa, we don't need to teach it to me by shchut echutz. Therefore, we use it to teach me by all other areas of halacha that there's ein shliach ledvar havera. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara flips back. Lumand amar shniksum gaban kechad ein malavdin. Right, again, according to the one who says shniksum gaban kechad ein malavdin, and therefore you can't learn yesh shliach ledvar havera from Me'ila and, let's say, Shlichus Yad or Tvicha Mechira. So what about this drasha? Right? Hani Hahu Ahu my Darshbe. Right? Well, the fact that you have the word Hahu twice, right, that seems to imply something, right? What are you using that? Right? We use that here to teach me Shlichus Dvar Avera. But if the default is Shlichus Dvar Avera, you don't need to teach me that. So what do you use Hahu Ahu for? So Gemara says, Chadamuti Shnaim Shoksim Bzagam Shokhtin. One Ahu tells me that if there are two people doing the shechting, they're not going to be chayiv. Right? V'chad, and one of them, who says, V'chad, and one of them says, Hu v'lo anus, hu v'lo shogeg, hu v'lo me'uta. That it's only if you do it on purpose, right? If you did it by anus, or you did it by shogeg, right? Or you do it me'uta, or it was like some sort of mistake, or there was a trick, or whatever it is, so then you're not going to be chayiv. Right, film sort of in those scenarios, right, it's only if you do it on purpose. You have to know what's going on. And the other guy, how does he learn that from? How does he know that halacha? So mehu ahu. He learns it from the fact that it doesn't say the word who, it says hahu. So v'idach and artana, right, says that hahu hahu lo darish, right, he doesn't hold that there's any difference between those two words, and therefore doesn't darshan out anything. Okay, fine. I've had Tanya wrote about the following brisa. Home in the shluch of Tseva Horgas and Nevesh. I go and kill somebody. Right? He hires an assassin. Go kill somebody. So who chayav shluch of Potter? So sorry, not for shluch of Sholchov Potter. Right? The guy who does the killing. Right? Is chayav. Right? And the Mishalech is Potter. So Shammai Azokin Omer, but Shammai says. As Shammai Zokin says, Mishum Chagai Navi Sholchov Chayev. Right, we learn from Chagai, right? Chagai Navi says that the guy who's the Mishaleach, the sender, is Chayev, meaning that Yeshliach Dvar Avira. Shneimar, where do you get that from? The pasuk says, I saw right there, Becherev Bnei Amon. You killed with the Cherev of Bnei Amon. What is that? So if you remember the story of Bathsheba and David, right? David sent Bathsheba's husband Uriah back into the battle, right? And obviously he told Yoav to put him at the front, and he got killed. So David, so Nasan Navi, gave him Musar, right, and said, right, you killed him, right, with the sword of Bnei Amon, implying that Yeshliach Dvar Avera, that David didn't kill him himself, but he was liable, he was chayiv, right, because he sent the back out there. So what do you do with that? So where does Shammai get that from? So it must be that Shammai, Kasavar Shnik Ksum Ban Gachad Melamdin, that you can learn two psukim, right, so therefore you can learn Yeshlich Advar Avera from Meila and either, let's say, Yeshlich Asiata or whatever. Vuahu lo darish, but he doesn't darshan out, right? Ahuahu. Excuse me, but he doesn't darshan out Ahuahu to Pater, right? To teach me that ain't Shlich Advar Avera. So it must be, he must hold it Yeshlich Advar Avera. Okay. So he buys Hema. Or you could say Olam darish. Really, he does hold of Ahu, meaning therefore ain shliach dvar avera, and why was therefore David chayev in this case? It says my chayev b'dinei shemaim, right? He wasn't really chayev b'dinei shemaim, right? Meaning not David, as we'll see in a second, but anybody who sends someone else to kill somebody would not be chayev misa, right? We wouldn't say yeshliach dvar avera, so that the guy who hired the assassin would be chayev. But we would say that he's chayv bidei shemaim. Mechal de tanakama sover, meaning he's not chayv misa bidei adam, but he's chayv misa bidei shemaim. Mechal de tanakama sover, afilim bidei shemaim. Nami potter. Well, apparently, if you tell me that Shammai Hazokin says you're chayv, right, apparently the tanakama who says who chayv v'shoko potter, right, that the sender is potter, apparently he holds that the guy who hired the assassin, right, is potter. Right, he really is going to be potter the gamre. You hired an assassin to get somebody killed. So also what he means is really, really, dina rabba v'dina zuto. The machlokas is whether there's a great judgment or a smaller judgment. Right? And then whether b'din shemayim, are you going to get a bit misa b'din shemayim or some other smaller punishment? Right, b'din shemayim. And he didn't mean he was potter, but he's not going to get misa b'din shemayim. Okay, v'ibay sema, or another way to say understand Shammai's shita by shani hasam the galir chmana also arrived the bechayev b'nei amon. Okay, could be that was a specific case that we don't learn ein shliach dvar yesh shliach dvar avera by. But over there, right? Why did it say? It just happened to say that by David, right? That Osar Rakta Becher Bnei Amon. In general, we would not apply Yeshlich Dvar Avera. But in that case specifically, by David and by murder, right? That would then yes, by hiring assassin, then Yeshlich Dvar Avera. So Idach I and Tanakama, how would he? What would he do with that pasuk? So the Tanakamo who says that the Sholchav is Potter, that the Mishaleach in the case where he hired assassin, the guy who hired assassin is Potter. So he would understand the pasuk, meaning as follows. Meaning not that the Nosan Anavi told David that you killed him with the sword of Bnei Amon. He meant that just like, as the Gemara says, Macher of Bnei Amon ein atan nena shalav, af Uriah achiti I atan nena shalav. Just like you wouldn't be killed or punished for anybody that the Amonim killed, so too you're not going to be punished for Uriah achiti. My time, and why is that? As the Gemara says, Morid amalchazu, right? Uriah was Morid amalchaz, right, again, Mori b'malchus is chayiv misa. The Gamar lay, because Uriah said to David, "Vadoni Yoav v'chol avdei Adoni as al pnei asadeh chonim." Right, that's what Uriah said back to David. That shows that he was Mori b'malchus. To what Rashi does is a machlokas as to how to understand which part of that pasuk, right, he's going to be chayiv, he's going to be Mori b'malchus with. Right, again, if you look at the part, right, V'chol Avdei Adoni, right, yeah, so the Gemara is a bit of a, I'm just trying to figure out which, yeah, how the Gemara quotes this here, because the Torah, or the Pasuk on the side says, yeah, so let's just quote the whole Pasuk over here, because the Pasuk is a little funny. V'yomer Uriah El David, right? Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshen basukos. Right? Uriah said that, meaning David said, go back home. Right? He pulled them out for the battlefield, go home, go eat something, go drink, go be with your wife, etc. Right? So he said, Uriah said back to David, I understand. Right? The Aaron in Israel, right? Yehuda is everybody sitting, basukos, everybody's out in the battlefield. V'adoni Yoav, my master, v'avdei Adoni, al-pnei ha-sodeh, right? My master Yoav and the servants of my master, right, are all on the field. Chonim, camped out in the battlefield. I'm going to go home. I'm absolutely not doing this. So Rashi says that the Mor B'Malchus was that he called Yoav Adoni. He said, my master is Yoav, not my master David. Meaning he's talking to the king. He's talking to David HaMelech. And he said, Adoni Yoav, my master Yoav. Tosus doesn't like that so much, Taptosus. So he says that really, really what I would have thought, the Pashup shot, is that that Uriah simply rejected what David told him to do. David told him to go home, and Uriah said, no way. Right? If you look at the pasuk, right? Everybody else is out in the battlefield, and I'm going to go home. No way. No freaking way. I'm not going home. So, well, the king told you to do that, right? You decided not to. So that's Pashup Shah. That's the murder of Malchus. But okay, fine, whatever. That's the Malchus Rashi tells us. Amar Rava. Rava says like this. In Tim Salomar, Sober Shamesh, Niksum, Bankechem, Alamdin, Vohu, Lo Darish. Now again, the first way, right, Rabbi had said that, how do you understand Shammai Shita? Right, so again, he holds that, we said that Shneksun Gvon Kechad Malamdin, that you could learn Yeshlech Dvar Avera from either Mi'ila or one of the other cases, right, Vahu Ahu Lo Darish, and he doesn't hold of Hahu Ahu, right, that would teach me Yeshlech Dvar Avera, Moda, but still, he would still admit, Ba'omer Shluchot Tzei Bolas Erva Vechol Zecheilev Shu Chayev Shlogo Potter. He'd still admit, Shammai, even if Shammai holds that Yeshlech Dvar Avera, right, he would still agree that in a scenario where someone told someone else, go bowl an erva, go be with someone who's ushered to you for erva, right? Arayos, we read this afternoon in Yom Kippur, or eat some sort of chalevs, eat some sort of usher food, right? Some sort of usher fats, that the eater or the boel, right, would be chayev, meaning the shliach, the guy who did the avera would be chayev, and the sender, the mishalech, would be potter, that's for sure. Even though yeshlech advar avera, but in the case where the shliach got hana, got benefit, right, for sure he's going to be chayev and the mishalech is going to be potter. Why? Shalom atzinu b'chol Torah kula zemen avzem is chayev. Because it doesn't exist in the Torah that one guy is going to get hana and another guy is going to be chayev, right, for the hana, right, that this guy got. Okay, fine. Itmar, it was said. Rav Amar Shliach Nas Eid, Debei Rebbe Shila Amri, Ein Shliach Nas Eid. Can a Shliach be an aid? If a person sends a Shliach to be a Kaddish woman, for example, or give her a get, etc., can that Shliach be a witness to what happened? Or even money, Rashi says over here, even to borrow money, to send money. Right? Can a Shliach, right, being the Kedushin, being the Mammon, right, whether to pay back a loan or a debt or whatever it is, right, can the Shliach become an aid? So Mechukes Rav, right, and Debei Rebbe Shila. So my time with the Rabbi Shila, why would the base medrash of Rabbi Shila said that ain shliach nasa aid, that a shliach cannot be an aid? If he didn't appoint him as an aid, as a witness, do you really need to appoint witnesses? Right, that doesn't make, no, of course not. Well, if a guy got married in front of two aidim, but forgot to say, you guys are my witnesses, would the marriage be no good? Of course not. Of course the marriage will be good. So Allah, so it must be Rav Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, Alumi Kam Ma'alimna Lemilsei. Right? Because why does Rav say, so Gemara, interestingly enough, answers why Rav holds that Shliach Nasa Eid. Okay, either way, Rav says the Shliach becomes an aid because what better witness is there than the guy who's actually doing it? Right? The guy literally was the one who was appointed to take care of his business. Right, so he's obviously a good witness. Right, to take care, to tell us that the business actually happened. And the Beit Rabbi Shila, Amri, what do they say? Shliach Nasa Eid, why is that? Came to Aramah, Shluch Shel Adam Kamoso, Havile Kigufe, because there's a concept that Shliach is like the person himself. So, and there's another concept that a person who is a Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a person can't be a Karov person, let's take a step back. A Karov, a relative, is not allowed to testify for someone else, right, in Beis Din. because he's nogeh b'davar. He's related to them. He's right. He's not. We're not trusting that necessarily he's going to tell the truth. So a person himself, right? If a person involved in whatever court case it is, obviously can't be a witness. Right? A guy's being sued for $1 million. Obviously, he can't be one of the witnesses that testifies that he doesn't owe the $1 million. All right, he's a nidon. He's obviously nogeh b'davar. He is obviously has a stake in what's going on. So the shliach is like the guy himself, right? Shlichu she'adam kamoso. The shliach is like the guy, and therefore the guy can't testify in the case, right, about himself, so shliach can't testify either. So that's the Beit Rabbi Shiloh's reason. Meisvei, okay, so they ask a kasha on Rav, that says shliach nasa'ed. Amr the shlosh latzu kishuli ha'isha, guy says the three people go marry this woman for me, right, go do kiddushin for me. Echa shliach shnayim edim divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says one of them is a shliach and two of them are witnesses. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, remember, Beis Hillel says, no, kulam shluchim hem vein shliach nasa eid. But all of them are shluchim, right? And the shliach cannot be an aid. And ad kan lo pligi ele b'shlosha. Av b'shnayim divrei kol lo, right? And that machlokes is by three people. But if there are two people, right, apparently Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, right, that ein aid. Ain shliach nasa aid, right? Because the machlokas is only by three people. If there's two, for sure it would be no good. So Gemara says that Rav actually holds like the following, right? Who the Amar Ki Tana? Rav holds like the following Tana, right? The Tanya is one of the Rabbisa. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says that that's not the machlokas, right? That the machlokas is like this: Beis Shammai omrim shliach ve'aid echad, right? That if there are two of them, right? That Beis Shammai says that one of them can be the shliach. And one of them can be the other aid, and therefore you have two aidim. Then that's shliach nasa aid. The shliach can be an aid. Beis Hillel omrim shliach u'shnei aidim. The Beis Hillel says no. You need to send a shliach and two witnesses. Then ein shliach nasa aid. So Gemara just says, what do you mean? Rav can be shamai. So Rav is holding like Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Nosson. Right, that doesn't make sense, right? We usually hold like Beis Hillel. So Gemara says ipoch, yeah, in a chinami. So you have to change, and that's actually Beis Hillel shita. And Beis Shammai holds that you need a shliach and shnei edim. So Gemara says Rav Acha breid Rava masni ipcha, and Rav Acha breid Rava, right? Switched the Beir of Shila and Rav. Rather, Rav really was the one. Amar ein shliach nasaid. Then Rav holds ein shliach nasaid, and therefore you don't have to switch Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. You switch Rav and the Beir of Shila. So Rav therefore says ein shliach nasaid, and therefore he holds like Beis Hillel, right? And the Beir of Shila Amar ein shliach nasaid, and they hold the shliach nasaid. And anyway, the Gemara just sums up. The Hilchos Adalacha is shliach nasaid, that a shliach can be a witness. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar the Shnayim Tzu V'Kidshuli Es Aisha. The guy says, two people, go marry this woman for me, go do Kiddushin for me. Hein Hein Shluchim, Hein Hein Edom. So they can be the Shluchim, they can be the Edom. V'chein B'Gerishin, V'chein B'dini Mamanis. Right? So too by Gerishin, and so too by a monetary case. Why do you have to tell me all of these cases? It's Tzricha, right? You need all of them. Tiyash Min B'Kiddushin, if you tell me that this works by Kiddushin, Mishim Delamisra Ka'asi. You might have thought that since the Edom are coming to us or this woman to everybody else, obviously they're not going to lie, right? There's nothing at stake. There's nothing, you know, for the Edom here for them to lie, right? Because they're ossering this woman, right, to everybody. So there's no reason for them to lie. What would they care? Av begershin by begershin nechas shema ein of nasan ba. And we might have thought that by begershin, you might have thought one of them wants to marry her. And therefore, they're lying that the divorce was that were divorce worked out, right? Even if it didn't. Right, that maybe they lost it, whatever, but there's some sort of problem that happened with the divorce. Right, obviously, you know, it's in their interest to have the divorce because one of them wants to marry this woman. Okay, v'yashmin and gerishin. If you would have told me that this works, that the two edim can, that the two shluchim can be the edim by gerishin, b'shem de'itzel betray lo chazia. Well, maybe that they're not lying because a woman can't marry both of them. Right, so. You know, so we're not going to assume that they're going to lie. Av mamona, but by money, well, ima honey miflik palgi, right? So maybe they're just going to split the money. Maybe they, you know, so something's having happened with the money, right? They just jacked the money, or they didn't pay back, whatever, right? They kept the money for themselves. So therefore, tzrichli, therefore, you need to tell me that the edim, or the shluchim, can in fact be the edim also in a monetary case. Maika savar, what's Rav Nachman's shita here by money, right? Ika savar malva chaver be edim tzrichli paru be edim. If you tell me that, again, this is a debate in the Gemara and Shuos, in Daf Memalef, Membeit, Memdalad, Rashi says. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. Okay, Gemara and Shuos. Basically, the question is whether someone who has to, when someone loans money with Edom, does he have to pay back with Edom as well? So if you tell me that that's what he holds, So the problem is that honey no gebeidus ninu. If they're no gebeidus, right? They edim want is this money to have been paid back. Amri lo parane, right? Amri lo pironi. Because if the guy who sent the edim with the money, right, said that he sent them with the money, they say, right, they did not pay him back. So the guy who's owed the money is going to go to the edim, right, and say, pay me the money. Because right, basically, they're gonna get messed over. Like basically, people are gonna say what? Basically, the Beis Din is gonna be like, what happened to the money? They're gonna have to testify, meaning that what happened to it. Sorry, one second. Right, because if the loan if the loan was given with Edim, right, it has to be paid back with Edim. So it must be that the guy who owes the money, right, giving the money to these shluchim, gave them the money with Edim. So the guy who sent the money, the borrower, yeah, who has to pay back the money, he gave them to the shluchim with Edim. The shluchim are going to be like, we didn't pay the lova. The malva, sorry, we didn't pay back the money's going to go missing. The shluchim are not going to be able to testify about the fact that they paid back, right, the lender, because they are nogea ve'edusim. They are nogea to their own status because the lender is going to come after them, right, to get the money back. They're going to say, well, we didn't get the. They're going to claim they didn't get the money, but the borrower gave them the money with edim. They did not give the money back to the lender, and they're not able to testify that they gave the money to the lender because they're the ones, right, coming under scrutiny, right? They're the ones being testified about. They're the baldover here. So it must be, right, it can't be that he holds that malvu chaveru be'edim tzarich l'poro be'edim. So elo la'olam kasavra malvu chaveru be'edim ain't tzarich l'poro be'edim. So if Nachman holds that if you lend money with witnesses, you don't have to pay back with witnesses. The problem is, right, that why therefore would allow what oh, sorry, what was Akasha? Right, and then right, and then we say the shluchim can be the edim. So why is that true? Migu diyachol lemer ladrinu lelove, right? Yachol lemer parani lemelve. Because they have it. Because the shluchim have a migo. Right, because they could have said we gave the money back to the guy who borrowed the money, meaning Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Yeah, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. They did this with Edim. Reuven then sends $100 with Shlichim to Shimon. And the Shlichim could have said, we gave the $100 back to Reuven, right, which obviously is not true, but Reuven denies it. But the Shlichim, since they don't say that, since they say we paid Shimon, as they're going to believe, right, to say that they paid Shimon, because they could have said they gave the money back to Reuven. So Gemara says, "Hashda tikkun rabbanan shvuas hezes," and then the Gemara just points out, by the way, now that there's a shvuas hezes, that you have to make a shvua in this case, right? Meet the rabbanan, right? That everybody in charge, everybody involved, right, has to make take a shvua, right? That the guy gave the money to the shluchim, and that the shluchim paid, right, the lender. So mishtavoy honey edim da yavinale, right? The edim have to swear to the shvua that they gave the money to, let's say, Shimon. Mishtav malva dilo shakile, and the lender has to swear that he didn't get the money yet. Shimon would similarly swear that he didn't get the money. Parale lova the malva, and then Reuven has to pay Shimon again. Right? Nowadays, we were nervous that people were lying. Right? So Chazal set up a shvua that both Reuven didn't receive the money, and the Edom will swear that they gave the money to Shimon. Obviously, somebody's lying, but in that case, right, someone's lying falsely, and someone's swearing falsely, right? And Reuven is going to have to end up paying Shimon. Okay, let's do a little bit more of the next Gemara. Ahish Mekadesh is Bito, when she Nara, right? The Mishnah said that someone can be married, Mekadesh is his daughter when she's a Nara. Tanan Hasam, Mishnah and Gittin, if you remember. Nara, Murasa, Hive, Avia, Mekablan, is Gita. Right, of a Nara Murasa, right? If a Nara that is engaged, and again, the father perhaps married her off or whatever, and then she's going to get divorced. So, Hive, Avia, Mekablan, is Gita, right? Both of them can get either, well, not both of them, but either the Nara herself or the father can get the get. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shnei Yadayim Zogos Ke'echad, El Avia Mekabel Es Gita, right? You can't have two people in charge of one goof, or you can't have two Yados, Yadayim, right, that are able to accept the Gerishin for one, for this woman, so therefore If there's an ara, so that it all goes through the father. And anybody who can't keep their get, right, if she's too young, so that she can't become divorced, she can't get a get. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, and we'll just start this a little bit, right, because we're going to go on to Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish says, Kamachlokos the Gershin, Kachamachlokos Bekidushin, and Machlokos Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda is by Gershin and Kidushin, meaning that both of an ara morasa, right, and if she's to get the Gershin, and a Nara who's not married, right, is only, right, that either one of them, rather, can accept either the Kiddushin or the Gerushin. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the father can get the Gerushin or the Kiddushin, right? It applies in both scenarios. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Machlok is the Gerushin, Aval Kiddushin, Divrei Kol Avi Avalohi, right, that Machlok is by Gerushin. It only, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Havamina that the girl can accept her either Kiddushin or Gerushin is only by Gerushin, that only the Nara Marasa can take her get. But by Kiddushin, right, everybody agrees, right, both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, right, that the father is one who creates the Kiddushin. Okay, we're going to invite you on the Hei Lishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.